Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's so awesome seeing y'all. By the way, we don't bite, so if y'all want to chill at these tables, y'all can. I'm just saying. These are safe places. But good morning. I am so glad to see y'all here today. Just a couple quick announcements. So as you know, we do have Secret Santa. So if you do have your gifts for your Secret Santa, please bring them and put them under the tree. We already got a couple up there. Next Sunday, we are going to unwrap them after church. But I will say, just to kind of throw a little wrench in there, even if you didn't get on Secret Santa and you want to bring somebody a gift, just put it under the tree and let them know so that way they can get a gift as well. Because I know that sometimes life gets hectic and you forget things. So if you just want to wrap a gift, throw it under the tree. That's groovy. So for the next announcement, how many know where we're going next month? Wow, that's sad. I guess y'all don't read my newsletter. I work hard on that. But no, next month we got a new location, we got a new journey with God. It's going to be so amazing what he is going to do with us in that location. I just know that we're going to be powerful. For us to get there, though, everything must go. I'm not even making a joke. That is literally everything must go. So we need your help. So we're going to have some dates coming up where we're going to be packing. It's going to be very simple. We've already laid out the details of how we're going to make it very simple for y'all. So just come here, hang out with us, help us pack, help us throw some things away. We're going to donate some things, but we're going to get ready for something amazing that God has got for us. So after offering, we're going to just go up and get your hot cocoa. We got coffee, we got sugar-free cocoa, we got regular cocoa, we got snacks galore over there. Just go nuts. Just indulge. Calories are not a thing on Sunday, not in the house of the Lord, so ignore that. Just go crazy. But let's go ahead and let's do our offering. So let's just bow our heads and we're going to get ready for offering. Abba, thank you for this season of Advent, of us waiting, knowing that we're going to have something amazing come forth, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that today something great does come forth, Lord God, from this. Let us worship in Christmas songs. Let us worship in regular worship songs. Let us worship together, Lord God, in this fellowship. I thank you for everything that you're about to do with us, Lord God. I pray that the offering will be multiplied and just go forth stronger than ever, and especially in our new location, Abba. I thank you for everything that you're about to do, Lord, and I claim it in your name. Amen.
Take your money, go get you some coffee. We ain't gonna wait forever, we're gonna get this thing going. Yay. There's plenty of room still up here at these tables. We thought that might make it a little more comfortable for you to eat and just relax. So by all means, make yourself at home. There's tables in the front. If you don't want to sit in the front, that's fine. You are more than welcome to have your coffee back in the seats. while y'all are getting y'all's food. I ain't got nary up here. I'm going to go ahead and say some thank yous, if that's okay. First of all, thank you so much to James and Marcus that are back in the booth. Anytime you see something like this happening, those are the people that are actually working the hardest. So thank y'all so much. To all these people, yes. Oh, good idea. Yeah, give them a hand. Sorry. To all these people that have worked really hard, y'all don't know, but a lot of these people have been, they've been meeting every week, and I don't think any of y'all actually live in Atlanta, do you? I've been driving down and having rehearsals, rehearsing at people's houses. We got a lot of families up here this morning. It's really cool. Chelsea's got some songs with her little sister Allie, and their daddy's here, which is just so awesome. Loida and Alessandra have a number together. Love it. Robbie's dad, Grandpa Tom, he's back there, and he arranged a song for our family to do. So it's just awesome. It's just such a blessing. Y'all folks joining us out in Facebook land, we don't ever really say anything to y'all, but hey, glad y'all are here. Hope y'all enjoy this. Hope y'all have a merry, merry Christmas. Y'all get enough to eat? You got some good stuff? Turn that up for me.
There were shepherds on a hillside. There were angels in the sky. They said, boys, don't you be afraid. This here's the night of your life. There's a baby in a manger, and the whole needs to know. It begins here with you. Here's what you're gonna do. Go tell, go tell, go tell, go tell. 'Cause once you've seen that shining star, you can't keep it to yourself. Go tell. Sister, and go tell your mama too. Tell it to everybody you meet. Tell them we got good news. Hey, tell them about that little baby born in Bethlehem. Tell them his name is Jesus and he's gonna free us. Go tell, go tell, go tell, go tell. Poor and the lame, and if they were able, the cows in the stable would praise his holy name. 'Cause once you've seen that shining star, you can't keep it to yourself. Go tell. Sit back, relax, take a deep breath. We're going to draw from a deep well of inspiration and artistry. And these beautiful people are going to sing to you and dance for you. And we're going to tell you the most beautiful story we could ever be privileged to tell. And that's when our God came to earth, came to hold our hand, came to walk every step we take, came to see every tear we cry. He didn't stay on a cloud. He didn't stay on a throne. Came and he was born. What a story. What a story. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas. We're so excited to bring this music to you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Done. No way.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests."
Thank you.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that's happening, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Come. makes it so that you can play in any key. It's called a transpose button. And I'm going to reset it right now. If you're new and you're expecting something fancy, now you know. If you're not new and you're expecting something fancy, I don't. Like, where have you been? I don't know. How about these kids? Fresh out of middle school bands, high school bands. Allie, what grade are you in? Seventh grade. So she's been playing that thing for about a year. Bridget, I didn't even know you played the trumpet. How long's it been? 20 years? And Jesse, did they take you to Puerto Rico to teach you to play like that? That was good. I'm surprised somebody wasn't on the table dancing. Ryan, you wanted to, didn't you? We've been practicing all week, our family has. Whether you can tell it or not, I don't know. We get nervous, you know. And there was a night, I tell you, I'd had a super stressful day. I pretty much just shut my computer down from work and had to walk right out and come to rehearsal because they were ready for me. And we started playing this, and I just wept. I embarrassed myself, really. Sarah was like, "What is wrong with you?" It's been a blessing to make this music with y'all, my family, my friends. And it's a blessing to have a reason to have all y'all in a room to hear these songs and drink these hot chocolates. Let's go. Swept in like a tidal wave, or an ocean to ravish our hearts. You could have come through like a raging flood to wipe away the things that we've scarred, but you came like a winter snow. Yes, you did. You were quiet, you were soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. No, you're did, Lord. You're quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night. You came falling from the sky in the night. It was like you were just falling. You came, yeah, like you were falling. You came falling from the sky in the night to the earth.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
You kiss your little baby.
And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. For the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah, light has come.
How appropriate that you just read the scripture I was going to speak on. I love when God does that. We don't really plan that. Pastor Deb and I spoke about what was going to take place yesterday, but the Holy Spirit usually works that out. He's really good at that. This has been a difficult time for me, personally. Some of you know I've got a little baby. His name is Barnum, for a baby. He'll be 7 in February. He will be here in February. And Bailey, FYI, I don't tell her Barnum's my favorite, but if you don't have pets, you probably don't know what it feels like. I kind of feel foolish sometimes, but that little guy has changed my life. You see, I see God. What a look at him. No matter what I do, no matter where I've been, no matter what mood I'm in, he's there and his little tail's wagging because he's happy to see me. When I come home, he's there. When I go to bed, he's right next to me. So it's been pretty hard. We weren't expecting what we heard. We had people over in November. It's a group of pastors from 10. Pastor Deb's leading worship at that conference this year. We're excited about that. And they were all sitting around my table, and they loved Barnum, which was they loved Bailey too. And she's a sweetheart. And Brother David happened to reach down, and he said, "Hey, I feel a lump on his lymph node." And I'm like, gosh, I touch him all the time. I hadn't seen it. And so we finished our meeting and all that. And I said, well, we're going to monitor it. So it was right before Thanksgiving. I was going to go home. So my vet, who I really, really have a lot of faith in, I took him to where my vet is at. My vet never, ever goes on vacation. And he happened to be on vacation this week. So they had a cute little new vet. She was really cheery. She looked like she was 12. And she's like, "Oh, I'll check him out." She said, "Honestly," she says, "it doesn't look like much to me." she said, let's aspirate it, because they thought it might be a lymphoma. They put the needle in and they pulled it out and blood came out. She said, this is a good sign. I don't see any sign of a tumor. I'm like, okay, this is good. She goes, I wouldn't worry about it. They probably were rough housing. It's a bruise. He should be fine. So I went home for Thanksgiving. And she called and they did the pathology report. Nothing came back. Just blood. So she said, so it's okay. But you know how the Holy Spirit kind of does something when, even though you hear something and you're like, And I said, had Dr. Adele told me this, I probably would have been a lot more comfortable with it. So I waited till he got back. And I brought him in. I said, I know I'm being over dramatic. You know me. I'm gay. Dramatic. And he said, yeah. He goes, I don't think it's anything. And I said, I just have this feeling. And he said, let me go ahead and see. And he said, you know what? I could biopsy it. I said, I would like that. Because it wasn't getting any smaller. And so he said, it might be the saliva gland underneath here that's infected. So I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and actually biopsy it. If it looks bad, I'll take it out. I said, perfect. So he did that. We met Corey for lunch in Lawrenceville. We were talking to him. And on the way back, Dr. Dale called. He said, the lymph node is really big. So I'm going to take that as well. I said, take it. So they sent it to pathology report, and they got it back, and they sent us to an oncologist. The oncologist said, it's not lymphoma, it's called hemangiosarcoma, which is one of the most aggressive cancers that there is. And she said, it's a cancer of the blood. That's why there was no tumor when they did the aspiration. There was just blood, and it's a cancer of the blood cells. And I guess it doesn't show up with the aspiration. It only shows up by the pathology. She said, he's got weeks to months to live. So that's how we found out in the office. We had no idea. We thought we were going to go there and say everything was okay. So, of course, I had a breakdown there. And Ed was here. And pray for Ed, because he's got to go out of town every week to work. He's only here 1 to 2 days a week. And he's got to travel. He's in Dallas right now and it's killing him. So, this has not been the best time for us. But I can tell you, no matter what we're going through, it encourages me to know that the Christmas story took place in a manger. Because you see, God could have had it in a nice house. He could have had it in a place somewhere that was without animals, but he had it in the midst of animals. So I think he cares for our animals just as much as we do. Scripture says, the lion will lay with the lamb. Ed asked me that the other day. He says, do you think they'll be born away in heaven? I said, absolutely. I said, hello. Bailey's questionable, but Barnum? Yeah. Actually, she's gotten really sweet. I said, and actually, we'll probably be able to talk to him. He'll understand us and talk back and everything. So... but we're believing for a miracle. We're not giving up. He's a fighter and we're fighting. So my scripture was this scripture. You know, there are four gospels that tell, the gospel is just the good news. So it just tells us about Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew was written for the Jews. So he's got a really great Christmas. You read some of that. Really great Christmas narrative. Because he ties in all the prophecies of the Messiah that took place, that he'd be born in Bethlehem from Isaiah and from Joel and all those prophecies that were out there. He ties all that in, letting you know that he is the King of the Jews. And then next you have Luke. Luke has a huge... Luke reminds me of you. Yes, your favorite? I would think so. Luke is all about details and all about history and wants to just make sure every point is covered. He was a doctor. A physician and a historian. So you look at that Gospel of Luke, and it tells everything that was going to be taking place. And it goes into the whole story of what was taking place. And then you get Mark. Mark is more like me. I just want to get there. I don't like to go through all the details. Mark doesn't even, he skips over the whole birth passage. He skips over all of that. He starts with John the Baptist. That's where he comes in. Because that's when Jesus started his ministry. But then we get to the one that you just read, Michelangelo. John. It says, in the beginning, I'm reading from the Amplified, before all time was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. Now, this gospel was written by John. This is the very last gospel that was written. The other three were written first. John's was the last one written. John was the last apostle alive. So when he wrote this narrative, he probably already saw Peter die and be executed. He probably already saw Paul be executed by Nero. He's going through all of this. He's seen the temple have been destroyed. It's gone. He's going through everything and saying, we thought the Messiah was coming to turn things around, and now things appear hopeless. But by this time in his life, he had really gotten a glimpse of the true kingdom of God. And that's when he goes on and he says this. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has not come into being. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And that light shines on in the darkness. For the darkness has never overpowered the light. That's the meaning of Christmas. No matter how dark things may be, no matter how dirty things may be, the light will never, ever be overpowered by the darkness. Jesus Christ was born in a manger. I mean, you think about that. For God to have his son born in a dirty place in the midst of animals when he could have had anywhere. Lest we know, there's nothing too dark and nothing that his light can't penetrate. Amen.